This is the Aftermarket Radio Network.
Hey everybody, welcome. It's Carm Capriotto, Remarkable Results Radio, and another Town Hall Academy at the Napa Now Conference in Las Vegas. We're right here in the center. Jason, thank you for putting us right under the air conditioner.
Well, you're welcome.
No, way to go.
Well, tomorrow we're turning it into heat.
Yeah.
What do you like, 90, 95?
Well, you know where I'm from. We've had a very long, hard, cold winter up in Buffalo.
Yeah, you have.
And being here in the 70 or 80, maybe 90 degree heat, I'm not going to complain.
Gotcha.
We're at Napa Now, the 100th anniversary. First, let's take a pause for our great, great sponsors.
You know, Napa Trax will move your shop into the SMS fast lane with on-site training and six-day-a-week support. Also, I think the biggest thing is the local representation. Are you kidding me? Napa Trax on the web at NAPATRACS.com. Are you ready to roll out a training plan for your automotive shop? Ready to optimize? We'll use today's class in just 5 minutes daily, boost knowledge, retention, and improve team performance. Start seeing results today. Great gamification programs here to challenge all your people. Join your peers at todaysclass.com.
I don't know how the hell you pull this off, Jason, but this is an unbelievable event. Everything that we've heard and seen and all that's here, I just can't imagine what your customers are going to take away from this thing. It's the Napa Now, the 100th year. Jason Rainey is with me. We're here to talk about the Team Tool Rebate, but there's so many other things to, since you're here and you're kind of the lead guy and you help put this whole thing together, just share a few things. Jason's the vice president of Napa Auto Care, 18,000 members in the Auto Care program.
Yeah.
God bless you. Thank you for all of the hard work and Auto Tech training.
Right.
So many other areas that report to you that you help guide them. You trained or educated over 30,000 technicians annually, and you're responsible for the apprentice program. And you've got how many involved in that?
Right now, we have just over 2,000 enrolled. Yeah.
All right. 28-year veteran of Napa.
Right.
You started as a driver at a store, am I right?
I did. Store 316, Bel Air, Michigan.
Damn. When you could just whip that stuff off.
In your head, yeah.
20, yeah. You were being impressed about what it really takes to deliver and get the parts out?
No, I think I was just a really bad delivery driver. And so they got me the hell out of there and put me behind the counter.
They promoted you to be a vice president. I got great. Homework. U.S. military, Marine Corps, thank you for your service.
Well.
And ASE 2025 chairman of ASE. Good for you.
I don't know how he did it.
What's he going to say about Matt?
Oh, okay.
And then I brought Matt.
And you brought Matt.
Right. I'm here to keep you in line.
Matt Crumpton. You started your career as a technician. I think you were, are you still a master certified?
Still have L1 and L2 master certification.
Good for you. You're the director of program development for Auto Care, Auto Tech, and the AAA Strategic Partnership. You have three generations. Dad, you, and the son is working inside of a shop?
Actually, he makes four. He's number four.
Oh, he's the fourth. You're the third.
I'm the third.
Wow. What was Grandpa doing? What did Grandpa do?
Battery rep. My dad, battery rep and underhood line for years. He retired last year, almost 40 years with Napa. So, and then one of my sons, Sean, he came on this year and he's a underhood BDM in the Atlanta area.
Damn. Okay. All right. We're here to talk about the Team Tool Rebate, but having you here in the studio, Jason and Matt, I've got to ask, where did the Napa Now, I know the expo was here and I know you guys were looking every 5 years, but you said, oh my God, we got the 100th coming up in three.
Yeah.
And you pulled it off.
When you walk this floor and you see the amount of work that went into putting this thing together, it truly is. It's overwhelming, right? But the real reason why we pivoted though, as opposed to what we have done in the past as an expo, the Napa consumer of the future is actually mostly going to be had through our shops.
Yeah.
And so it's all about the training. This is a 3-day training event with a couple of parties mixed in. But I will tell you, and I don't want to miss the opportunity, Matt and I have the privilege to work with an amazing team. I mean, amazing team. And I couldn't even go into detail and do it its due diligence without telling them how great they are. Yeah. And it's not just our team. Our marketing team has been phenomenal. The partners that, you know, we work with to put this thing together. And what's really cool about it is this is an event that I've never been a part of before in the industry, right? I mean, when you look at all the training on the manufacturer side and then, you know, the master class side, it blows you away.
Just to highlight quickly, again, let me guess, there's 30 different vendors that encircle this incredible, if you will, wrench style design. Because yeah. I think if you look up from on top, you see the NAPA logo, right?
Right.
If you're
right.
30,000 feet down. And every key manufacturer has a, if you will, a studio or almost like an AMC theater,
right?
That you're invited to come in and sit down and hear the story. How many times don't we know all about the great products that we're selling?
Well, and think about this. In the last 5-6 years, these products have changed so much, right? Yeah. And the innovation, the technology in these vehicles have changed so much. So we don't really get a chance to tell our partners what these products are that make it up that come in this box.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
so that they can go back, they'll have access to these classes, they'll be able to educate their teams. And then most importantly, educate the customer on what it is they're buying. So this is way overdue, in my opinion.
Well, congrats to you. Thanks for having us out. But we're here to talk about the Team Tool Rebate. And I'm trying to remember if it was Matt or you, Jason, that said to me, it's a program whose time has come.
Yeah.
And we, so it was you?
No. Well, I mean, it was, did you like it?
I loved
don't
it.
Start
and only,
don't start that. Don't start that. What he's saying, if you like it, it's his idea. If you don't like it, it's my fault.
Okay. All right. Okay. No. I love it. I think the industry loves it. And in my declaration, The Rise of the Specialist, I say nothing is more powerful than an idea whose time has come. And when we think about tool truck debt, we think about what you really need to keep and stay current as far as education, but the tooling that rides the rail right with it. And to ask our young people, especially our young people coming up in the industry, because we've seen the debt that so many of our established specialists have. What a way. And then the brilliance of having this money in the hands of your auto care and to think about how do I distribute this and the steps that we could get our people involved in the culture and the continuing education process and maybe attendance and all that stuff you can wrap around who gets what portion of the money at the end of the year.
Right.
I've been having a wild time thinking of how that works. So I'm going to shut up and listen to you guys. How did this start? And it's so exciting.
Well, I'll take it through kind of the start piece of it. Matt can dive into kind of the details and how it gets distributed. But one of the things that we, as we're out here celebrating our 100th anniversary, and we're super excited to celebrate that. But when we first started out in this space, we were the pioneers, right? And so the cool thing about what we're doing at this event is really kind of showing our shop owners what the next 100 years of NAPA looks like. So if you look at, you know, some of the booths and the technology that we've put into them. But the other thing that I would say that we have focused on for our members in the auto care program is being able to really help them with their technicians. So we're super proud of our apprenticeship program and being able to help in the shortage where they can actually work right there in the bays using our auto tech program, our great shop owners. But it's the barrier to entry. Right. I mean, over that 40-year period, we hear hundreds of thousands of dollars in cases, right?
Yeah.
And so with NAPA being a full line supplier of T&E, why wouldn't we use that as a way to help with that burden on them? And so that's kind of how the idea started.
I don't mean to jump in, but as an aside, you said to me, Carm, I think it's what, maybe next year you'll do $1 billion in T&E?
We're close to it. Yeah.
It just goes to prove.
The idea behind that is that you're further strengthening that relationship with your member, right? And Carlisle products that we have right now, it is so hot. It's a brand new tool line and it's lime green. It's hot. It's fresh. And I mean, we've had a couple of NHRA Yes events where we've had the trailer out there.
Yeah.
These young kids, I mean, they're just going to be all over this Carlisle stuff. So,
Okay. I love this. Tell me more.
Yeah.
Matt, how's Uhrenbeck work?
Well, even before I get into that, I think this is something that, you know, to Jason's point, it's not just about our members. NAPA really tries to make a difference in the industry as a whole. We really focus on our independents. The amount of money you spend on tools and debt and everything else has been a real problem for a long time. In fact, I would argue that we lose a lot of really good potential technicians because it takes a while for that return of investment of those tools to happen. And some of them become a little impatient, or they do get in debt, and the exit to the industry is the byproduct of that. Yeah. And we lose good talent. You know, this was Jason's idea of coming up with how can we really tackle the barrier of entry? How can we make a difference? And really, how do we strengthen the AutoCare Network's ability to recruit and retain? Because we have a lot of competitors in the OE side of the business that are going to tech schools and everything else. And this gives us kind of that piece to be able to go back and say, hey, we can offer the same thing. As far as how it's going to be kind of allocated in that process is through our AutoCare member site, the shops will be able to go on there and select their technicians and say, these are the technicians that are in my shop. And there will be a final validation because, you know, sometimes we do have some movement on what shop they're working at now. So there'll be a validation process, and then they'll go through and they'll have, this is your amount of funds that you have earned through the year. That's all the way through October 31st.
The shop gets that number.
Correct.
Okay.
And then he can go through to each technician and allocate which, how much goes to each tech.
And that can be an individual program designed.
Correct.
Okay.
So then basically, you know, it allows also the shop owner to engage with his technicians. What if you have a technician that's made leaps and bounds in development and has low comeback rates and everything else? You may want to give that technician a little bit more to incentivize your performance is recognized and it's appreciated, and allows that owner's like, hey, here's another way to get the recognition to the technicians that deserve it. Also by tenure, it also could go by level of technician and what their tool needs are. These guys need a little bit more entry level. This guy needs a scan tool. So you can have the flexibility to do what you think is right in your shop. And then also the last piece of it is our member site. We've got some massive enhancements coming that allows our AutoCare members to get on that site, track what they're doing, even create reports that they can put in the shop and the team can see how they're actually gauging or trending towards that number. And again, it creates culture. It creates competition and drive. And these are all the things that we strive for in a shop. You want good culture. You want to incentivize and drive your employees. And we want to reward good employees. And then we want to actually go out and try to attract even new talent.
Yeah.
And I think this hits all of those buckets.
Absolutely.
Hey, let's face it. Your shop management system is the single most important tool in your shop, period. NapaTrax has made selecting the right shop management system easy by offering the industry's best, most comprehensive SMS. Now, it all starts when a local representative meets with you to learn about your business and how you need to run it. After all, it's your shop, so it's your choice. And having local representation is a huge plus. Customizing Trax to your business, whether you're a one-person shop or a large multi-bay or multi-location company, a representative consults with you to help optimize your shop's workflow, efficiency, and profitability. Trax always has the flexibility to do business how you need to do it, which means it can also grow as your business grows. And unlike the other guys, we'll be there for you after installation with the best training and support in the business. Yes, a learning management system tailored to each role in your company. Simply put, Trax was designed and built for shop owners just like you. Visit us on the web at NapaTrax, that's NapaTrax.com. Hey, Carm here, suggesting you discover a smarter way to train your entire automotive team. Experience powerful, bite-sized training sessions accessible from any device in just 5 minutes daily. It's perfect for technicians, advisors, and managers alike. Today's class prepares your shop for sustained success by reinforcing crucial knowledge. Plus, add a competitive edge with our leaderboard to make learning fun and rewarding for everyone. For effective training that delivers, turn to todaysclass.com.
Speaking of tool truck debt, I had dinner with a friend of mine 2 weekends ago, and he says, I just did a great interview with a young person, maybe 30s. The discussion came up to how much debt he had on the tool truck.
Yeah.
It was substantial. And he says he's looking for this kind of money to help climb himself, buy a house, do all that. And I said, what if the incentive program inside allowed you to help him pay off that debt if he reached certain goals? Almost the same identical program to get the money from NAPA, but to also help these people. It's like a Dave Ramsey course.
Yeah.
How can I teach people how to better? And if you think about, and what's mind-blowing, I got some data from you guys as to what a NAPA Gold member who gives you like 10 grand a month, which in today's world is nothing.
Yeah.
How much they could have as a rebate program. The numbers are staggering. You guys are at gold at certain levels are giving 4%.
Yep.
Oh, whoa. Tool party.
It's not small change. I mean, some of our gold shops, you're right, it's substantial. And you want to talk about it. It's a game changer for them to be competitive against other shops, OE dealers, and everything else.
So this is why I think this is right for everybody. We certainly want to do our part to help with the culture. We want to do our part to help with that barrier to entry or that burden along the way. But when we start releasing these funds and people actually have their hands on this money to go back to Napa, that's when I think you're going to really see this thing take off. Because let's face it, every time a part shows up that doesn't come from Napa, you're taken away from their team tool rebate, right? So now everybody's engaged in this. This works for everyone.
Yeah, it does. I hate to say that it's a hook, but if you've got so many great things going on, AutoCare Gold, Team Tool Rebate, all the training that's going on, the apprentice program, it's not a hook. It's a partner.
That's exactly right.
It's the highest level of partnership you can get. And the partner isn't just asking for one way. You're doing it a second way. It's a two-way program. A very strong two-way program.
I think we always say it, especially in auto care, where we're all about programs. Napa, we sell parts. But really, in the auto care program, you know what it's really about? Yeah. We preach this all the time, is we're supposed to be looking and asking for what the needs are of the shop and providing solutions. And part sales is a byproduct. So this is one of those programs that I think really hits home that we see a need and we're trying to provide a solution. And that's what the auto care program really is about and really what Napa is about. And the part sales, that's the byproduct. That we're not focused on that. We're focusing engaging, building relationships, providing solutions and value, and continuing to grow that network.
You know, I've been in this industry tons of years, and I think the word program, I don't think our people understand what the word program means. I'm sorry. I get it. You can't describe Napa Auto Care as anything but that, but it's almost like we need to go out and if you're listening to this podcast, listen deeply about this because I am not even sure that if you're a Napa Auto Care member and you're listening to this, you're saying, yeah, that's right. It's a program. How do we go? I'm sorry. Here we're brainstorming.
There he goes.
Yeah, here we go.
Tracy, put us back on the tracks.
Yeah, somebody get a notepad.
Yeah.
It's not like I need to change that name, but it's almost like our sales team needs to go out and do a better way to describe the 50 different elements that make up this program.
Now, I'll tell you another term that I don't have a better term for it because I think we throw it around too loosely is partnerships. You know, for us, we get up every day and live and breathe partnerships, but we're passionate about it. And I feel like sometimes partnership gets thrown out there like a loose lip thing. Oh, we're partners, but are we? You know, like what does that partnership really look like?
Yeah.
And so for a lot of what we talk about, and including the general session that we're about to deliver, we're going to have a panel with a great store owner, our Auto Care Center of the Year, and our DC representative on how that partnership works, right? And then you bolt on programs like what we offer in Napa Auto Care. I wish we were the only ones that coined that word.
Right. But I have it. It's the Auto Care Partnership, not the Auto Care Program. And just above us, this big banner above the studio here in the center, it says it's Partner Plaza. It didn't say Program Plaza. Right. And it's almost like the word program doesn't fit there. And the words partner does.
100%.
We can go crazy and look at all these numbers that I have in front of me, but I don't think that matters as much as it's tools. It's for our people. It's earned. We care that they do well. We want to train them. We want to have an apprentice program. Good Lord. I mean, I can come to work for you. I know all your stuff.
Well, Tracy could.
Yeah, let's not get carried away.
Carl. Yeah.
Oh, I'm the over the hill guy.
I'm on your heels. You know, I think for us, and we're extremely proud of this, and that we have such an amazing team, and that we did so much of this as far as Joe doing the data behind this and Lauren's group putting the marketing piece of this thing out. I mean, it was just an incredible amount of work, right? Because this is, at the end of the day, this isn't Matt and Jason's auto parts, right? I mean, you're talking about a lot of money. And so It took a lot of approvals to get this thing through, but literally it was about 60 days from soup to nuts by the time we were able to launch it.
And you're talking about Team Tilbury?
Yeah, Team Tilbury. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's due to the people you talked about. I mean, Joe and Lauren will probably never get enough credit for how much they put into this and for it to be where it's at today. And we think it's going to be a huge hit, but I mean, I'm glad you brought it up because we're kind of out there talking about it, but Lauren and Joe did a lot of heavy lifting.
Yeah. And when you think about it, when you take these things upstairs, right, you think you have everything, but you don't know the question, right? And the question could be mountains of data. Yeah. I mean, I would come back from a meeting, I'd look at Joe and it's almost like hovering, like, oh. And, you know, it's a simple question. Hey, Joe, can we do this? Oh, yeah. It's only another 8 hours of work. But
that's what he would say. But I would find Joe in the fetal position crying at his
cue.
So, you know.
Oh. But it was so important. And we wanted to launch it at the first quarter so that we could collect those funds for the entire year.
Yeah.
And then distribute them in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
But, you know, really, at the end of the day, what we're hoping, though, is for our owners to celebrate this. And for our store owners to celebrate it with them. So when the funds become released, you know, let's do a luncheon at the shop or some sort of an event so that we can celebrate our partnership. And a lot of times, it's just the discipline. I mean, day-to-day happens, right? So our store owners, they'll have their people that are our store owners or their teams will have those relationships with service managers or writers or the owners. But a lot of times it's, hey, how you doing when it comes to the technician? Well, now they have a reason to talk.
Yeah, they're now part of the, if you will, partnership.
Yeah.
Team Tool Rebate. It just flows off your tongue. It's just great. I love it.
Yeah.
Team Tool Rebate.
I think it's, like you said, it's an opportunity for even store ownerships to understand who the guys that are really throwing away the box in the back of the shop. And for them, those technicians to go to a Napa store and engage with those people and place their tool orders, things like that. It's just another layer to create relationships and engage that maybe is not happening all the time right now. We know our salespeople are out there doing that, but how many people on the counter really get a face-to-face with the technicians? How many of the store owners or Napa store owners get face-to-face and build relationships with the techs themselves? I just don't see any negatives to it.
Final thoughts.
For those that are listening, I mean, if you're a Napa Auto Care member listening, is to really reach out to your store representative and dive into this and what this looks like and how it's going to work, how you're going to distribute it, how you're going to celebrate it amongst your teams. If you're an Auto Care member who hasn't joined our Gold Certified program, use this as a reason to re-engage in that conversation and what it could do.
Absolutely.
If you're not an Apple Auto Care member, reach out to your store representative and find out what we need to do to become partners.
Wow. Well sold. Matt, how about you?
My final thought would be is that this is a prime example of the Auto Care team listens to its members and then tries to deliver on those solutions. And we're just getting started. We've got a lot more exciting things coming. But when you look at the apprenticeship program now, Team Tool Rebate, and some of the other changes we're making, a lot of that's due to member feedback. Mm. We listened and we're trying to deliver. And that's what this team tries to do every day, very passionately. And they execute at a high level. I'm very appreciative for them. And we're not done. We're going to continue to listen and deliver on those solutions.
Got a hell of a council you always had.
They're the best.
I have to tell a story one day, and I won't do it here. You nicely invited me to be part of council meeting when you were developing training for X. I have one of the greatest stories. And one day when we have big anniversaries, I should tell my story about sitting next to your president. Anyway, it was great. And I won't do it here. Thank you so much, Jason Rainey, Matt Crumpton. Appreciate it. Go. Team Tool Rebate.
There you go.
Right. Thanks, Carl.
Thanks.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.